Hi, thank you for tuning in. Today I want to talk about relationships between mothers and daughters. We know that relationships between mothers and daughters can be fraught with hurt, tension, and miscommunication. Have you ever noticed how people focus on the magnitude of an earthquake? I want you to think of healing through forgiveness. So going back to the earthquake, the magnitude of an earthquake determines the extent of the damage. And in a similar fashion, the magnitude that you forgive others determines the degree of healing that occurs. Will it be a lot? A little? What does forgiveness do? Well, it clears the air, it diffuses built-up anger, it builds a bridge between you. The example you set with your mom or daughter is something you'll want to do with your children or grandchildren as well. It creates an atmosphere for healthy family discussions and carries over into other relationships. The relationships you didn't choose, the one between you and your mom, and the relationships you have chosen, your spouse or the father of your children, they are all part of this. The relationships in your life need the covering of forgiveness over each one, and you are the person to bring this to your family. Outer layers of plants and skin often protect, don't they? You see, forgiveness acts as a barrier, a seal over your family. When forgiveness is in place, there aren't any areas left open for anyone to bring up what's in the past. It's a protection from further hurt and an inner knowing that you have covered this ground between you. Another way to think of it is wellness. Wellness means the absence of sickness. And a well-put-together relationship is one that is full of health. You have the opportunity to introduce wellness into your family where maybe it hasn't been felt or seen before. You are an instrument of healing in this family, in your family. Forgiveness isn't just an act we walk through, it's a way of life that we choose. To keep accounts between us clean and open, to mend a tear where it has ripped your family, to mend what appears to have shredded the communication between you. Forgiveness often isn't a one-time thing. We hurt each other, and it's not usually just once. Continuing to seek relationship with one another will be a lifeline between you. The relationship is more important than being right. You are the first step in making this healing happen, and you are more capable than you might imagine. You have more influence than you probably give yourself. When you initiate forgiveness, not only will it free you, but it shows you have qualities of a leader that are respectable and desirable. You are helping the other person see that being vulnerable together is far better than being vulnerable alone. How will you position your heart to receive healing and then seek to forgiveness or ask for forgiveness of another from the healing you have from God? Are you in a place to receive from God, or have you closed yourself off? We can't be responsible for someone else's choice of whether they will forgive us or will receive the forgiveness we extend to them. But we can take care of our hearts without expectations of others. verse with you, Matthew chapter 18, verse 21 through 22. There it says, "Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, 'Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to 7 times?' Jesus answered, 'I tell you, not 7 times, but 77 times.'" I want you to inhale, exhale. Listen to the book of Ephesians 4, verse 31-32. There it says, "Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you." In case you are wondering, how do you seek or offer forgiveness? I'll tell you. The ability to receive forgiveness is not based on how good you are or what you've done right or wrong. It's based on how you love. Think about your own situation. How big is your debt toward the other person? Do you see yourself forgiven because you have loved the other person so much? You may also feel the huge weight of how much the other has hurt you, and it feels as though the equation is in their favor to continue to live life while you hurt greatly. To the degree you are aware of how much you have been forgiven by God, you will have the capacity to love more. If you recognize that you can have gratitude toward your mother or daughter, then you are not going to let unforgiveness stand in the way of your relationship. And the first step to healing is seeking and offering forgiveness. This does not need to be a long, drawn-out process, but clearly and simply articulating the words can be so helpful. What words? Words like, "I was so wrong. You know, I'm sorry. Will you forgive me?" Or, "I know I have offended you. I offended you by my lack of love. I have offended you by my bitterness. You know, I am so sorry. Will you forgive me?" Those kind of words. If you are hurt and you need to offer forgiveness, it's important to remember your choosing to forgive her is not contingent upon her asking you for forgiveness. You don't have to receive the words, "Will you forgive me?" in order to issue them to yourself. In a kind and loving way, you can say, "Mom, I know you may not recognize how you hurt me with your words, but it hurts. It hurts so much. I choose to let them fall away, and I don't hold on to them in my life. I don't want to hold on to them in my life. I forgive you, Mom." Or you can say something like, "You know, as your mother, you know I love you, and I want you to be happy and to have the very best interest in your life. But there have been times that your willingness to say or do whatever it takes to get there has hurt me. when you said what you said, or when you did what you did, it hurt me. It hurt me so deep. You are not responsible for my emotions, but I've held back from you the hurt that I felt. And what I want for you is to have good relationships in your life, and that nothing is missing in ours. I forgive you, and I ask you to forgive me for any hurt that I've caused you. You know, your situations may be different, but you can take these statements for starters and make them fit in your unique circumstances. The important thing is to take ownership of your own thoughts, your feelings, your words, and not put them on the other person. Initiate the conversation and open the doors for healing. I want you to understand that when it comes to words, every one of them matters. Some words will be a blessing and some will be a judgment or a curse. A curse is words that are spoken and do not align with God's thoughts of you. The subtle message attached to or behind your words also conveys a blessing, judgment, or curse. Listening and speaking to your mother or daughter or others about her affects your relationship. Your words can also create a ministry of reconciliation between the two of you. Some of the words to consider saying to one another are, "You never," "You always," "If only," and "You should." Why? Because these are blanketed statements that place shame on the other person, and they convey message they didn't get it right. You know, these words don't promote reconciliation. They tear down the other person. But there are two scripts that have been successful in bringing about reconciliation. Extend an invitation. You know? Say something like, "I want us to have a good, healthy, great relationship. We do have a problem, but I believe we can make repairs. What do you think we need to do to make things better?" You know, I know it takes courage to speak. It takes courage to initiate. But your heart is wishing for repair, and these conversation starters create an equal playing field for both of you. When we say something positive before we share our concerns, we open the door to reconciliation. We open the door even wider when we first ask permission to share our concerns. If your efforts to communicate are met with silence, don't lose heart. Why? Because sometimes these things can take time. You know, reconciliation is a dance. The relationship of a mother and daughter is an even more delicate dance. Women catch every nuance about a sentence. The tone of voice, the timing of a response, any harshness, any control, any false pride. We are even super observers of the unsaid. You see, the dance of the unspoken thing is obvious for those who read body language. As mother and daughter, one of us usually bends to the other. Even small expressions can have an effect, and the one who is leading, as in a dance, helps move you towards unity or a place of coming together. Even just a few words that are not full of emotion have the power to open the door for change. I have a lot of questions for you. First question is, what is the image you see when you see you and your mother or your daughter in the present and in the future? What do you see? What is the image you see? Are you remembering the past hurts or making steps to live in freedom? Why am I asking? Well, because after forgiveness is offered or received, you don't look back at the past. We spend far too much time focusing on what is behind us. You know, in the Bible, in the book of John, chapter 1, verse 9, there it says, shows if we confess our sins, God will forgive us. It's done. You know, so after you give your forgiveness or ask for forgiveness, put up a no fishing sign. Don't go back there and fish for it again. A wise idea would be to focus forward instead. You know, why spend time on what you've already walked through? God doesn't want us beating up ourselves or berating others after the forgiveness conversation. It's behind you. Now you want to look ahead at what's been between you in a new place, in the new place. Do you recall how God delights in doing new things? God dealt with Israel, you know. God dealt with Israel in the days when they were worshiping idols. There were people who suffered greatly for not acknowledging God as the one to worship to and bow down to. But when he saved his remnant in Israel, they recognized God was starting a new season. And his power was seen, it was felt, as recorded by Isaiah. So God is doing something new in our lives, and we can discern it when we bow down to Him and not to our own ideas of what our greatest needs are. As you come to God, when you seek Him, seek what He's doing to reconcile what's been in your heart toward your mother or your daughter. What do you see when you look up from there? Would you consider making a sign that marks the forgiveness in your life? Think about what it would say and how you might display it. Create a visual reminder of what now rules over your mind rather than the past. You can craft something out of distressed wood or buy a sign that says what's in your heart. You could create something with needle and thread. The mending that comes through the words you look to can help when doubt threatens to enter your day. Whatever your gifting or personal style, choose something that can be replaced over the mantle of your home, office, you know, or a place of silence. It can also be a mantle over your heart. A visual of the words that frame your life and your relationships. Sometimes we get to be restored to the one we want to forgive or the one we have asked forgiveness of. Regardless, we can always be restored to God where we have let someone else's thoughts of us take precedence over God's. I encourage you to open the book of John, the first book of John, chapter 1, verse 9. And there it says, it states clearly, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. And if you open the book of Psalm, chapter 103, and read verse 12, there it says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. Isaiah, book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 18 through 21. There it says, forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. The wild animals honor me, the jackals and the owls, because I provide water in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland to give drink to my people, my chosen, the people I formed for myself, that they may proclaim my praise. I am wishing you, mothers and daughters, a healthy relationship. Have a blessed day.